Giles Beckford with the business update.
Thank you, Corin. Good morning, all. Wall Street slipped deeper into the red. Dow Jones averaged down around 380 points. In fact, 350 points just trimmed its losses in the past 5 minutes. That's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq is down just over 1%, and the broader S&P 500 down 1.7%. Our own top 50 index starts the morning at 9797 after yesterday's 1.4% gain. The New Zealand dollar in early trading, 59.5 US cents, 97.1 Australian, 47.9 British pence, 0.541 euro, 64.1 Japanese yen, 4.21 yuan. Brent crude oil is steady at $22.70 US a barrel. Gold is down $42 at $1,579 US dollars an ounce. And in the past half hour, the Debt Management Office, which looks after the borrowing for the government, has announced that it will be doubling the amount it plans to borrow for the current financial year to pay for the various COVID-19 packages. A total of $25 billion of government bonds is planned for the year ended June. That's $12 billion above the amount signaled 2 weeks ago. So far, they've issued $8 billion, and that was the amount that was expected to be borrowed for the whole year and signalled in last year's budget. And also, we can tell you that at this stage, there's no sign of when the review of the Rio Tinto review of the TY Point aluminium smelter will be out. Been in touch with the company this morning, and they've said they're not commenting on that. And Meridian Energy, which of course is the major supplier to the smelter, says it too is waiting for it. It's made a couple of offers to the company to ease their electricity prices. We'll bring you whatever's happening and update all the market news for you at around 12:20 in Midday Report.